Jeez.
What a pleasant afternoon in the fast lane on 101 ESPN 305. Your time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler, and no trades made by the Cardinals at the deadline. Brad Thompson, Chris Ronji, Randy Carricker, and we welcome your mic drops with the 101 ESPN app. We'd like to hear from you throughout the afternoon. We're going to spend 4 hours talking about something that didn't happen.
Would this be a good time to mention the fact that a trade could trickle in?
Yes.
Maybe some paperwork got lost?
Although I will say this, Ken Rosenthal just tweeted moments ago that Bumgarner, Zach Wheeler and Felipe Vasquez are all going to stay put.
So that's
and Zach Wheeler too. Sorry,
Robbie Ray too. Right?
Yeah, Robbie Ray, yep. Zach Wheeler. Yeah.
Oh, excellent! All the guys that everybody needed. I kind of feel like you remember that show Punked with Ashton Kutcher. I keep waiting for Ashton to pop out, and we're just kind of getting punked. Right now, I feel like, pending any move, it's as disappointed as I've been at a trade deadline in a very long time. You are in a position where you could take a knife, you could jam it into somebody's eye, into their brain, and kill them.
Right.
You didn't do that. Now, there are a lot of teams around baseball that are in the same position that didn't land what they were looking for. Maybe asking prices were ridiculous. Either way, you had a glaring need. Have a glaring need if nothing else happens within the rotation and they couldn't get anything done. It's disappointing.
I want to know what these other asking prices are, because we did hear earlier today the price that Arizona wanted for Robbie Ray was Frazier, Clint Frazier, and three prospects. I don't know the level of the prospects. Don't know if they were lower level guys or mid-tier kind of guys, or they were the top guys in the Yankee system. I'm not sure exactly what it is they wanted. It seems like a hefty price. But as an organization, you have to figure out how much do we want to win this year and then have a guy who's under control for a little bit after this season, which apparently the Yankees didn't feel like that was a good price. Okay, that's fine. They didn't think so. I don't know the Cardinals would have matched that. I don't know if the Cardinals would have said the same thing. Like, look, we will give up one of our better prospects and three other ones. That does seem like a hefty price, but you're weighing how much you want to win right now up against what you think your prospects are going to be. However, the Cardinals have sort of overvalued some of their guys, which is not unusual, I guess, for teams. They
and
do it a lot.
Clearly undervalued some of them, too.
That has also happened, Randy. You are right.
But here's I always like to look at the trade deadline and what the Cardinals didn't get from this prism, the players that were traded, because clearly nobody made offers good enough to get Zach Wheeler or Robbie Ray.
Right.
But I wrote about Tanner Roark on the website the other day, and Tanner Roark got traded for the A's number 6 prospect, a center fielder named Jameson Hanna, who was a draft choice last year, who is playing single-A ball. I have to believe that the Cardinals had a center fielder in their organization that the A's might have valued a little bit higher than, or the Reds might have valued a little bit higher than Jameson Hanna. Hey, I was looking for a guy that 8 innings. And none of the stars went to a contender. Stroman didn't go to a contender. As it turns out, Trevor Bauer didn't go to a contender. So what the Cardinals were in the market for was going to be an innings eater. Well, you shouldn't have been beaten out for the one that got traded.
No, I'm with you. Look, I'm still at the point where I'm baffled and continue to refresh Twitter over
Me too.
And over.
Just to see if something happened.
Yeah.
We didn't,
honestly,
yeah.
I kind of feel like this.
Oh, Mike Leake to the D-backs.
Yeah. That's how I felt.
Mike Leake just announced got traded to the Diamondbacks.
All right, see, they're still trickling in. We got hope.
Well,
sunshine, lollipops, yep. And rainbow.
Now, it's official that Bumgarner and Smith have not been traded. The Giants have announced that.
Okay.
The Tampa Bay Rays have picked up Trevor Richards and Nick Anderson for Ryan Stark and Jesus Sanchez. Stanek. So Stanek, who's like the ultimate opener, is going to pitch in the National League for the Marlins.
What's up with all these teams that aren't in it acquiring all the stuff?
Yeah.
D-backs, Reds, Mets. What are we doing?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
Now, Passan has Bumgarner, Wheeler, Syndergaard, Minor. No deals for any of those guys. It's crazy, and it's a problem that baseball has right now. And specific to the Cardinals, it's a problem that the Cardinals have. Yes, I would agree with you, Ronj. I just said they undervalue some of their prospects. Yeah, clearly they overvalue some of their prospects, too. Well, the statistic that Baseball America had since 2004 of the more than 400 prospects that have been traded, 20.1% have had major league careers. And all of these general managers, even the general managers of the Yankees and the Dodgers, are keeping their young players for a future that we don't know is going to exist.
Nobody should ever overvalue guys from here on out. I know that we're going to have this conversation probably again next year at the following trade deadline, and we're going to do the exact same thing, talking about, no, I don't want to give up this guy. I don't want to give up Carlson. I don't want to give up Gorman. Everybody in every organization should be available to another team for the right price, because that value that you're going to get in return, if you're getting somebody who is good, who has already played at the major league level and has contributed, is a known quantity, that to me is always more valuable than somebody who is a maybe. And all you have to do is look to Harrison Bader, for an example. We were really high on Bader last year, and he might turn out to be a perfectly fine player. But look what he's done this year. He's been bad.
At the deadline, Ken Rosenthal tweeting that the Cubs have picked up Nicholas Castellanos from the Tigers. One of the best bats available.
Yeah. He's a good hitter. So,
The Astros got Aaron Sanchez from Toronto.
Keep waiting, boys. Keep waiting. Something good's going to happen.
Yeah.
Big money, no whammy. See, if you keep refreshing Twitter, good things happen. Randy, press the button again.
Okay. And by the way, Jed Jerko did get traded to the Dodgers, and he has put a note on social media saying, I want to thank the Cardinals organization for the past 4 years. I appreciate all the fans, staff, and teammates for the support that was given to me. I always tried to give y'all what y'all deserved, and that was someone that put the uniform on with class and played as hard as I could. I and my family can't wait to begin this new journey with the Dodgers. We are beyond blessed to be given an opportunity and hope we can get that ring. God bless. Jed Jerko.
So when does Kershaw put out his full page thank you ad?
I don't think that's happening, Ronj.
Oh.
Seems like a good one for one. Right,
straight
there.
Up.
Jed Jerko, I know he got lost in the shuffle big time. Jed had some big moments in the Cardinals uniform and did a lot of good things for them, and a trade that was certainly worthwhile on the Cardinals' end. So, and he's a good pickup for a ball club that really values versatility on that side. Not that that's something that we're excited about talking about, how Jed Jerko, a player that you didn't want, is going to make one of the best teams in baseball better, but you know, here we are.
This has been a very underwhelming day, and I think
press the button, Randy.
Anything else?
Nothing new. I'm telling you, I know that Cardinal fans have their feelings about Mike Leake, and he had the Cardinals on his no-trade list, by the way. But Mike Leake would have been better than Daniel Ponce de Leon in that fifth starter.
Proven innings eater. Yep. That's the biggest thing. And that's the thing that worries me about the Cardinals. And I understand that it's not crazy, honestly. But to be upset off the top of a show about a first place baseball team. The Cardinals did win a game last night. They're sitting atop the Central. But they had a glaring need. They have a bullpen that's really good, but is going to get worn down if they're continually used the way that they've been used here recently. It's frustrating to be mad about a first-place team for a minute. And maybe it only lasts a day or a couple days, and it does help that not everybody else made these monster moves, but not right now.
And see, and that's what I was talking about with Anthony, is two things can be true here. One, this has been a pretty underwhelming day around baseball because a lot of the bigger names did not move. But you can be upset about that because there wasn't the movement we wanted. But you could also be kind of upset the Cardinals didn't do more to make their chances better. Because look at what the Cubs have allowed here, and the Brewers in this division. They have given you a real opportunity. And that's what I wanted. What I wanted is for the Cardinals to set themselves apart from the other two teams they're fighting with for this division race.
Greinke to the Astros, sources tell Jeff Passan of ESPN.
Oh, God. We're getting closer.
That would have been a good one to get.
The problem is we haven't heard the Cardinals mentioned once for any of those players.
And back to the point, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I know that Derek Gould has wrote about this. I saw a tweet about it. You look at the last couple of years, the champions are acquiring. It was Nathan Eovaldi last year. It was Verlander 2 years before. It was Aroldis Chapman before that. It was Cueto and Zobrist before that.
Yep.
Like, they're the champions. People
they're
that
good
are
good and they get better.
They get better.
That's what we wanted.
Yeah.
That's what we want here. This
but
team.
The news keeps rolling in.
Yeah, maybe. And the thing you were talking about, it's right. It is a very odd thing to look at a team that sits in first place by themselves and be upset about it. But this would be a whole lot better if it were September 30th.
It's not saying
and
you
not
can't
July.
Win a championship. It's not saying that at all. And it's by just the way, so you're not giving yourself the best chance.
It's just that there are 2 months left. There's a long time to go and a lot of baseball to get through to get to the playoffs.
And Joe Maddon's main concern about the Cubs has been the offense. To get Tony Kemp earlier in the day, who effectively replaces Zobrist, and to get Castellanos here, that solves many of the Cubs' problems. And if they get, well, they're getting Cole Hamels back. Their starting pitching, once it's healthy, will be excellent. They've done what they can in the bullpen by getting Kimbrel. This just doesn't look good for the Cardinals at the moment.
I'm going to be very interested to see what the package was for Zach Greinke.
Yeah, I wonder if Forrest Whitley is part of it. If it is, and Kyle Tucker is another guy.
Their
top two prospects, Kyle Tucker, an outfielder, Forrest Whitley, right-handed pitcher.
Yeah, take that money on. I don't know if maybe that gets you away from your top prospect or two, but that was one that I feel like that was more the waters that the Cardinals could swim in, is taking payroll.
Exactly.
And for a team that has a 37-year-old Verlander and Cole is going to be a free agent, that's a real sensible move for them. That probably tells Gerrit Cole and Scott Boras, okay, go get your highest contract in the history of baseball for a pitcher.
Now enjoy facing that 1-2-3 in the playoffs.
Yeah, right.
Good luck.
Suck it.
Yeah. Well, hey, if you face Cincinnati or the Mets, you're going to have your hands full.
Well, that's true. Just got to find a way to get those teams there.
Coming up next, we'll take a big picture look at some of the earlier trades of today and continue to whine about the Cardinals. We invite your mic drops and your text to the Hot Shots text line 65780 as we await a Cardinal trade.
Scooter was traded.
Scooter Jeanette?
He gone. He's a Giant now, apparently.
Oh, that's right. Was it Pomeranz?
No, he wasn't part of the Pomeranz deal. That was...
No announcements from the Reds, apparently. This is coming from Mark
Shelton.
We'll talk about this next.
Yeah. I'm 101 ESPN. Cardinals can't make a move.
By the way, appreciate you bleeping yourself. That saves a little time for Mike Ryder here, who has had to do a lot of bleeping today on your mic drops, which are always welcome.
The Houston Astros, by the way, who 2 years ago acquired Justin Verlander at the August 31st deadline, acquired Zach Greinke today. 2019 leaders in walks and hits per innings pitched.
Whip it real good, Randy.
Verlander first at 0.81. Zach Greinke second at 0.94. Gerrit Cole is fifth at 1. Those are your 1-2-3 starters for the Astros.
Pretty good whips.
Yeah. So Greinke to Houston in exchange for what we don't know yet. The Astros now have Greinke. They get Aaron Sanchez from Toronto and Joe Biagini from Toronto. Scooter Jeanette is on his way to the Giants from Cincinnati. We don't have the return for that yet. Sam Dyson gets moved from the Giants to the Minnesota Twins. We don't know the return for that yet. Dyson is a pretty nice pickup for Minnesota. They needed a back end of the bullpen guy, and Dyson will be a good fit there.
Yeah, his 2.6 ERA in his last couple of seasons. He's decent, and he really helps them out. Also, we got another reliever on the move to the Dodgers, Adam Kolarik, coming from the Tampa Bay Rays.
Nicholas Castellanos, along with Tony Kemp, picked up by the Cubs today in exchange for minor leaguers. And we can go back. Let's look at some of the other earlier trades. The Phillies acquired Corey Dickerson from Pittsburgh for a player to be named later. So Corey Dickerson, with all of the injuries that Philly has had in the outfielder, he'll be a benefit offensively there. Former Cardinal farmhand Zach Gallen, who was traded away in the Marcell Ozuna trade, was traded by the Marlins in exchange for the D-backs' young shortstop, Jazz Chisholm, who has not had a great start, but is a guy that has a ton of ability. It's kind of like a poor man's Dansby Swanson deal.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Could be a good deal.
Yeah. The Nationals get Hunter Strickland from Seattle in exchange for lefty Aaron Fletcher. The A's acquired Tanner Roark from the Reds for outfielder Jameson Hanna. The Cardinals are in Oakland on Sunday, and Roark, his time in the rotation, his time would come up on Sunday. The Brewers made a couple of moves. They acquired lefty Drew Pomeranz and lefty righty 100-mile-an-hour thrower righty Ray Black from the Giants for shortstop Mauricio Dubon. So Pomeranz, who has not had a good year, finds his way as a starter to the Milwaukee Brewers. So they've added a couple in the last couple of days. The Nationals also acquired right-hander Daniel Hudson from Toronto for a young right-hander, Kyle Johnston. And earlier today, Houston acquired Martin Maldonado, who they acquired last year at the deadline from the Angels. Today, they get him from the Cubs, we mentioned, for Tony Kemp.
So, biggest trade in the Central, affecting the three teams at the top, is Castellanos, right? That just came down.
So. Yeah.
That's going to be the biggest move, even though they added a little bit of speed there with Kemp.
Pomeranz helps a lot, too, with their bullpen workload.
Yeah, and I guess he does have a little flexibility. He could be
Brewers.
A guy in the middle for the Brewers that eats up a lot of innings. But, man, this is I am so surprised that there wasn't one of the three teams. The only team in the Central that threw the real haymaker was Cincinnati, literally and figuratively, by the way, throwing haymakers.
Yeah, it's a fun night.
Yeah, it was an interesting night nonetheless. I'm sure we'll get into that. Was Cincinnati, who's building towards the future and got arguably the best starter out on the market, who certainly has a really good long toss program. We know that one with Bauer, but it's crazy. It's crazy right now. By the way, we did get the haul, Randy, for the D-backs for Granke. Corbin Martin, J.B. Buskoskis. He's their like fifth pick or fifth best prospect, and two other recent high picks. So we haven't got the definitive ones, but Forrest Whitley's name is not mentioned there.
And he would be.
That would be fifth prospects in Corbin Martin and J.B. Buskoskis.
Both right-handed pitchers.
Yep.
And obviously Jim Crane willing to open up the wallet. He is a guy that when they have some dry powder, as they showed us with Verlander, as they showed us with Cole, and now as they show us with the acquisition of Greinke, they aren't afraid to spend money in Houston.
Did you mention Seth Beer, too, in that?
No.
Because they traded.
He was their third number three prospect.
Yep. 3, 4, 5. It's a lot, man.
That is.
And it's a lot to give up.
And Maryville.
And they took all the money. Yeah.
That's a lot. So, but again, a team right now in the Astros, first of all, they're a really good ball club.
Right.
And that ball club, before they made the trade for Zach Greinke, could have won a World Series, like certainly. So it is a little bit different than some out there. But it's an organization that has now gotten a taste of winning again, and they like it. They love it, and they want it. And they saw something where they could add to their team, and they did so. And again, prospects, sometimes you look down the road and be like, gosh darn it, that's the one that got away right there. Other times you're not going to care because you can remember your parade. You know, that's what it's all about at this time of year.
What's really disappointing about today, even if, and in addition to, let's put it that way, in addition to some of the bigger names not moving, Greinke moved, but Wheeler stayed put, Syndergaard stayed put, Robbie Ray stays put. The thing that's really disappointing from a local perspective is everybody else did something. Everybody else who's in contention did something today.
Would this be a good time to mention Adalberto Mejia and Zach
Claimed
Ross
off waivers.
Cup?
I mean, that's a... Yeah, oh, yeah. Ross Putt, Ross Cup.
Yeah.
So that's a thing.
Just throwing it out
there.
That's
true.
So there
you
ain't nothing.
Never mind. I
ain't
take it back.
So
they
you
did
will
do something.
See
Press the button, Randy.
You will see the Cardinals... Yeah, nothing. You will see the Cardinals tonight that you saw last night at the ballpark as they take on the Cubs and try to defend first place in the division without any reinforcements. Coming up, we're going to hear from you with mic drops on what didn't happen today. Next on 101 ESPN. Po-bo-mo, and the Cardinals have made a deal. They've announced now that they've acquired lefty Tony Cingrani, left-handed reliever Tony Cingrani, and minor league right-hander Jeffrey Abreu from the Dodgers in exchange for Jed Jerko and cap space in 2019-2020, along with cash consideration. Cingrani has been a pretty solid lefty reliever over the last couple of years for the Dodgers since they acquired him from Cincinnati. So the Cardinals deadline acquisition is Tony Cingrani from the Dodgers.
Okay. I thought Tony Cingrani a couple of years ago was good.
A couple of years ago? Yeah.
Yeah. No, seriously. So who knows? Maybe he could do something. I'm trying to keep track of all he's done this year in the minor leagues. He must have been hurt quite a bit. Because,
I guess so.
Because he's only pitched in, it looks like, two teams, 7 1/3 innings. So 7 1/3 innings in 8 games. So we'll have to dig in to see what the injury has been for him. But, it's, I mean, you had to get something back in a deal,
he
right?
He had left shoulder surgery, so is out for the season.
Lovely.
He's on the 60-day DL.
Oh.
Yeah.
No way.
On to our mic drops.
For real. Is he really out for the year?
He went on the 60-day DL
when?
In June.
July, August. He's got a chance to be back, right?
Well, this is from RotoWire in June. Cingrani is out for the season after having arthroscopic surgery on his left shoulder labrum.
Well, but it's still, at least he made a deal,
it's
though.
A lefty reliever.
Yeah.
They've been wanting one. They've been wanting
one.
One
out of two ain't bad.
He's a lefty reliever. He just
can't
pitch right now.
That can't be the case. He's a free agent next year. He can't be gone. Wait, let's find his game logs. We got to find his game logs. Those 7 innings have had
Ken
been
Gernick
recently.
Of MLB.com reported on
Ken
June 10th of 2019 that he is out for the season.
What do you say on July 31st? What if he's a miraculous healer? We don't know anything about him yet.
By the way, left-handed hitters in Cingrani's career have hit only .215 against him with an OPS of .693. Not that that'll make much difference, because apparently he's never going to pitch for the Cardinals.
I pressed on that last 10 button. It says no results.
Well,
the face.
We want to hear from you. So Jed Jerko traded for a guy that will never play for the Cardinals.
Maybe you get him on a sweetheart deal. What about the other guy?
Abreu. Yeah, and this isn't Jose Abreu.
What about Bobby?
This is not
I'll take Bobby,
Bobby
at this
Abreu.
Point.
Abreu.
No, it's definitely not
Jeffrey
Bobby.
Abreu. So minor league right-hander Jeffrey Abreu. Let's hear from Sam on 101 ESPN via the mic drop feature on 101 ESPN's app.
Sure. Yeah, we were involved in talks with multiple players. Multiple. Unfortunately, we just couldn't get it done. We really tried. We tried really hard. But you know what? At the end of the day, Michael Wacha's a better starting pitcher than Robbie Ray or Zach Greinke or Noah Syndergaard. So we're not too worried about anything.
Look, Mo. Sounds balanced.
By the way, Jeffrey Abreu is 19 years old this year in rookie ball.
Got a prospect.
Yeah, 6 games pitched, 4.66 ERA, 19 1/3 innings, 24 strikeouts. So you got that going for you, which is nice.
Maybe that pays off down the road. When you look and it's like, where the hell did that guy come
Everybody's
from?
Everybody's looking 5 years down the road.
That's
all the major,
right,
yeah.
Randy.
Yeah.
That'll make you feel better when you see Jed Jerko holding up the World Series MVP trophy.
Yeah, lovely.
Like, look what I did.
The Astros are looking at right now, though.
I think they are. Rob is on 101 ESPN.
So Mo challenges the team to do better and to win, and then he'll make some moves to help them out, and then he does nothing. That really builds confidence in management. It also makes free agents want to come here, and it also shows how cheap we are and that we just don't care.
Well, that's the problem, is that they aren't cheap. They have the 6th highest payroll in all of baseball. Now, you can argue about the intelligence with which they've spent their money, but cheap is not the reason that they aren't succeeding.
No,
they're in first place. Cheap is not the reason that they aren't getting players.
No, and again, and not that anybody wants to hear about good moves you made in the offseason, because they don't count on trade deadline day. But getting Goldschmidt and signing him to a multi-year deal was awesome. It was fantastic. Getting Andrew Miller, they needed a lefty, was great. Those are all reasons why you're in this position at this place. But you had the chance, as did plenty of other teams in baseball, to take that next step, to seize the next opportunity, to seize a central that has not been yours for the last few years. And it has looked like it's been slipping away further and further. And like right here, right now was a chance. Certainly we'll hear more clarity, I'm sure, later on today as the week goes on of what conversations potentially they were in on. But ultimately, I don't think people care that much. It's blank or get off the pot.
Show me the baby, right?
Yeah.
You hit it on the head. And not the baby, but you.
No,
don't hit the baby on the head.
I'm glad
ever.
Randy and I are the parents here.
And I knew not to do that. but it's about either catching up to or setting yourself apart from everybody else you're competing with. That's what this is about. That's why when we were talking about Paul Goldschmidt in the offseason and discussing what a great acquisition it was, because it was, that's a terrific deal for the Cardinals. It was also about, okay, now what do you do? What do you do next to catch up to the Dodgers, to catch up to the Astros if you make it to the World Series, to catch up with what the Braves are doing? That's what we're talking about here. I mean, and they did make, I think, a lot of progress in that way, but this at the trade deadline, not doing much of real substance, that's a problem.
We did get a text, by the way, from the 314 fellows, a positive one. It says, pitchers come back strong from labrum surgeries all the time. So that's from the 314.
Is that true?
No.
Yeah,
no,
that's what I was going to say.
I think
say,
it was tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, I see.
And if
okay.
he does come back strong, if my numbers are right, he won't be yours.
Is that what you had, labrum?
No.
Rotator cuff.
Nope, elbow. Tommy John.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the one
TJ,
that
the, got
the generally people do come back from. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out.
Yep. How about
Thanks,
James
Ron.
On 101
sorry,
ESPN?
Buddy. I'm sorry.
The Cardinals gave up Tommy Pham, Luke Voit, Oscar Mercado, and what did we get back? Some maybe bullpen help. Maybe. If you add that to what we gave up to get Paul Goldschmidt, we just don't have the pieces left to add to this team in a meaningful way.
I would argue that the acquisition of Gallegos for Voit is not maybe. He's
huge.
Pretty darn good.
I would do both those deals over again 1,000 times. Every time you give me the opportunity to trade for Goldschmidt again and trade away Luke Voit, I'm going to do that same deal again. Now, totally valid on the other ones. And I want to know why you're bringing up old stuff right now.
That's last year's deadline, though.
It's the first place Cardinals. Why bring up old stuff?
Sunshine, lollipops,
rainbows for today.
Let's hear from Matt.
So after not making any real moves this afternoon other than trading Jed for absolutely nothing, when Mike Gersh gets canned because of John Mozeliak's incompetence, keep this in mind because that is an absolute joke. And we all know that it is going to happen.
It's really interesting, though. You think Brian Cashman is going to get whacked?
No.
He didn't do anything today. Is he incompetent?
No, that team is... We're focused on the Cardinals
they're right now.
Because we care about the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. That's what we do every single day. So we watch this ball club. We knew the needs that they had. There are a lot of clubs out there today that didn't get better.
And by the way, I would argue that the Yankees do have a pretty dramatic need for starting pitching.
They do, but they're better than the Cardinals by a lot.
They are, but in terms of filling the needs that you had today, how did Cashman do?
Well, not great, but Randy, come on. We're also comparing up against everybody they got to compete with.
Yeah, I'm not defending the Cardinals.
The Yankees
I'm just
are going to win their division.
If every general manager that didn't get starting pitching, that needed starting pitching today, was going to get fired, you'd have 10 guys getting fired, right?
Okay, I mean, I think
you're whacking everybody. We're all
whatever. Whack anybody. We're talking bigger picture here. The Yankees are not nearly in the same position the Cardinals are in.
In terms of needing starting pitching today, they were.
I'm talking about, like, last 5 years.
Oh, no. The Cardinals have been to the playoffs, and the Yankees have been, well, the Cardinals actually have only been twice, and I think the Yankees have been 4 times in the last 5 years. But in terms of doing what they want to do, getting to World Series and winning it,
Can I be mad at another team?
Yeah.
Instead of just about the Cardinals' lack of movement right now? If I were a Dodgers fan, I'd be pissed off. Not because you got Jed Jerko. Mm-hmm. I think that's actually a good pickup for you, a good piece that maybe you could find something for. But you weren't able to land the crazy impact reliever. You didn't go out there. You didn't get a starter either. This is a team that has been the bridesmaid for a couple of years in a row and has some pieces, has a good system that maybe they could have unloaded a couple of them to acquire one of those pieces to put them over the top, and they didn't do so either. I'd be mad at them.
And it all comes back to these teams being so protective of their prospects. The Dodgers don't want to trade their top guys. The Yankees didn't want to trade their top guys. The one team that was willing to, that rolled the dice today, was Houston. Let's hear from Jason on 101 ESPN.
What a load of crock. So disappointed we didn't make a move. But the fact that none of the big pitchers people were talking about got moved, Robbie Ray, Zach Wheeler, Baumgartner thrower, all those guys, kind of settles my soul a little bit. Makes it easier to swallow. But damn, I was waiting for a big move.
We all were. And I think the Cardinals needed a pitcher. We were talking about this in the office. They just don't have enough pitches right now. If they're counting on Alex Reyes to come up and do something, that is a ridiculous count.
No way.
So I don't know where the pitches in the last 2 months of the season are going to come from.
Probably. Look, I believe that I know Michaelis is a lot better than his overall season this year. I know that Jack Flaherty has had a regression. I think that he's a really good pitcher. Dakota Hudson has been great. Adam's awesome at home. Your fifth starter spot, though, right now, that next time you need it, it's going to go to Michael Wacha. It's too big of a question mark for me. Not that I don't believe in Wacha or Ponce, but I'm looking at this from a higher level of I'm a front office with a team that's in first place this Central that I put together this year that I thought could go win a championship. That's too big of a question mark to have right now. There's not too many first sures. Your bullpen's really, really good. It's really good. But they're going to get worn down at some point if you're going to keep using them the same way they've been deployed.
Which is exactly the concern I raised in the offseason. And I think we all kind of talked about that, that was something they had to do. If you really thought you were putting together a championship caliber team, that's a thing you have to address. That's why, to me, it was a miss to not try to do something with Dallas Keuchel when you could have had him without giving up prospects to make that happen. That's
And as it turns out, for $13 million. He is what he got.
Right, and then he had to wait a long time to get
but
it.
But even on the day he signed, the Cardinals should have outbid Atlanta.
I'm right there with you. Look, it's just money, and you make a lot of it. Go get it done. You don't have to give up prospects to make that happen.
Let's get one more mic drop here before our Hot Topics, and we might get some more mic drops in, so feel free to keep sending them. But during our Hot Topics, we might get more in. But here's the last one for this segment on 101 ESPN.
Got rid of Jerko and Cap Carpenter. Yippee!
Well, some people are excited.
Somebody's very happy.
You know what?
Yeah.
I get it, man. Everybody likes different things. That's going to get used.
It is. The Cardinals do play tonight, and we'll have the pitching pairing for you and the Cardinal lineup and maybe some more mic drops on 101 ESPN with your Hot Topics of the Day coming up next. Well, the Cardinals got a left-handed reliever at the trade deadline.
Hot damn, tell us, Randy.
Tony Cingrani, who had labrum
lefty
surgery.
Lefty reliever, we've been looking for that.
Tony Cingrani was good with the Reds.
Yeah.
He was, but he hasn't pitched yet this year. Because he had shoulder surgery.
Oh.
I'm confused.
But Jed Jerko is gone.
Right, well, and maybe this is just one of those things. Look, you got to take one of our guys that we're unloading. Because if you want that prospect for the player that you were getting rid of anyhow, you're going to have to take our guy that's hurt. That's just part of the deal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Well, I am too. It's going to be great.
I mean, I don't feel like the Cardinals are in position to be trading away pitchers.
Randy,
like they
can
did
you do me
Jerko.
A favor real
yes,
quick?
Yes, sir.
What?
Press the button.
Okay, let me press the button.
Update Twitter, update it.
Here we go. The Cubs also traded Carl Edwards Jr. to the Padres, according to a source.
What?
Yeah, so CJ is gone.
Huh.
So Zach Greinke gets traded from Arizona to Houston for Houston's numbers 3, 4, and 5, plus their number 22 prospect. The Giants acquired Scooter Gennett in exchange for cash considerations.
So refresh me on the Giants. The Giants did trade Melanson. Apparently Melanson had about 12 seconds, he said, to waive his no trade or not. He did so. He ends up going to the Braves. But they kept Will Smith and they kept Mad Bum, obviously.
Correct.
Did they trade off any other pieces? Did Watson go?
He did not.
So the Giants did pretty much what we had talked about potentially is add a little bit. If you're going to...
They did trade Pomerantz and Ray Black, but those are kind of non-factors.
All right. No, but Scooter's a buy low. Yeah,
and they got Milwaukee's number 2 prospect, a second baseman.
That's all right, too. I think that they added to their big league club a little bit. I kind of have a respect for the – while I think that it might end up being – I do think it's a bad move long term. If you're going to say – all right, if you're good enough to stand pat, then you should be good enough to add a piece if you believe that you're going to make a run and prove it to your team. So I think the Scooter Gennett pickup does that.
Yeah, and the one we missed – Giants also traded Sam Dyson, so that is gone. Just reading a Mark Saxon tweet, Mark Saxon reporting that it's possible the team had to take Cingrani just to offset Jerko's salary.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. The Cardinals do take on the Cubs tonight at the ballpark. It's a 7:15 game again, and the Cardinals will try to expand their lead over the Cubs in the National League Central. And let's hope that they can have another great game like they did last night. Adam Wainwright was superb last night, and the Cardinals did a lot of good things, especially getting a home run from Paul Goldschmidt to win it.
Not sure if I'm ready to talk just regular baseball yet, but okay, no, it sounds good. No, because, again, your team, whether you want to be your team or not right now because you're mad about the trade deadline, they're in first place, and they're doing it right now with the group that they've got, and they've got a chance to extend that lead right now. And one thing that has been fantastic is Goldie. It's 7 home runs in the last 8 games. He snapped the 6-game in a row streak.
11 in the month, career
high.
That's
pretty darn good. I mean, he's feeling the flow, doing things that you expected Goldie to do in the beginning of the year. He's doing it. It was a very slow May. Very slow June. He is back, and you hope that he stays hot. Marcell Ozuna on the rehab. Could be back this weekend. Should be back this weekend. Things are looking bright for the roster that you have.
So there you go. They're making moves after the deadline.
You know, some say
you're getting Ozuna.
Some say guys coming back off of the IL is just like
getting,
making a trade.
Getting Yachty. I'll tell you what, though, I'd feel a whole lot better about that being in first place if it were September.
Yeah.
Oh, real quick about Yachty. And by the way, I saw a video earlier of Yachty throwing to the bases at Busch Stadium today. He's doing some work, and hopefully he's not that far off. Matt Wieters has been awesome.
He's been great.
The pick that he made last night to get Hayward stealing, the backhand pick, the strong throw, and then Colton Wong finishes it. That was sweet. And we've seen him do some great things behind the plate. He's not Yachty, but he has been really good.
We shouldn't be totally surprised by him being good. He was a number 5 pick.
He was
We're talking about pedigree here. That's somebody who should be.
Dog food, actually.
Well, he's not. No, he's better than dog food.
Yeah, but pedigree's dog food.
Yes, it is.
I get that. Actually, is it still?
I think so.
And
I don't know if they still sell dog food.
I love the idea
the
that he's a number 5 pick, but the Cardinals aren't making any trades for Brady Aiken today. Who was a number 1 overall pick.
No, that's true.
That's a good point. There's a lot of those guys.
But you're a top 5 pick. That's pretty good.
Apparently, pedigree's still around. I mean, it's no Purina.
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, wow. Okay.
Michaelis against Hendricks tonight at the ballpark. The Cardinal lineup, Edmund, Fowler, Martinez, Goldschmidt, DeYoung, Wonger, O'Neill, Wieters, and Michaelis. The trade deadline is done, and the Cardinals made their move.
Press the button.
Nick Castellanos to the Cubs, who also acquired Tony Kemp for Martin Maldonado today.
Castellanos is a big pickup for that.
Yeah, the Brewers, as we mentioned, get Pomerantz and Ray Black in exchange for a second baseman, their number 2 prospect. And last night, of course, the big deal in the NL Central, a shocker, Trevor Bauer to the Reds in exchange for Yasiel Puig, and a 3-way trade that allows the Cleveland Indians had 49 homers with Framil Reyes and Puig to their outfield.
It's pretty good. And the Padres have to be happy they get Trammell in that deal, who was he the 10th or the 15th best prospect in all of baseball? Very high. Yeah. I mean, a big-time prospect, good player. So they add on, too. That trade shocked me. It shocked me, like many people. And honestly, the 2 trades for the biggest starting pitchers, well, Greinke obviously is a huge one that the Astros had to pay a lot for. But you have Stroman going to the Mets, and you have Bauer going to Cincinnati. Both teams with eyes towards the future, not for this year. I can't believe it. Really can't.
Hey,
either one.
Bauer, Castillo.
Sonny Gray
and Alex Wood coming back today. Pretty good. And then they have DeSclafani, too. It's a pretty good rotation.
And the offense should be good.
They should sign Marcell Ozuna.
Shut up, Randy.
I'm just saying. He's a free agent. To replace Puig, that would be a pretty smart move.
Take her to leave it. The Reds make a run here before the season ends.
I'll take it. Yeah. One other trade we neglected to mention, actually 2, because the Braves are going to be really good. They got Shane Green from Detroit, and they also acquired, as we mentioned, Mark Melanson from San Francisco. So the Braves get a big boost in their bullpen, although they don't get the starting pitcher they desired. Dodgers don't get the starting pitcher they desired. Yankees don't. The only team that really got the starting pitchers they desired, the contender, is Houston, and they had 2 of them in Aaron Sanchez and Zach Greinke.
And they paid dearly for Zach Greinke. So you look at the haul, and for the Astros, it was their 3rd, 4th, and 5th prospects, plus a couple of other guys. And, Randy, was it all the money? for
We don't Greinke. Have the financial considerations.
Probably a
yet.
Lot of the money still for Greinke. I don't know if the Cardinals had a package for that, if, in fact, it took that many prospects. I didn't think it was going to when the money was attached to Greinke.
No.
So we'll see. We'll find out exactly what at the end of the day what that deal looks like. But a crazy deadline. By the way, that Shane Green deal, that was the biggest trade as far as bullpens go around the league. That was the one. Before the flurry of moves, like that was the one that everybody was excited about. The Braves are really good right now.
Yeah, Braves and Dodgers are the two teams in the National League that stand head and shoulders above everybody
else. They also
else.
Picked up the guy from Texas, right, Chris Martin?
Yeah, who's just a nasty left-hander.
Yeah, he got some good pieces.
Yeah, their bullpen is going to be tough.
I mean, you're talking about pretty much everybody in the National League in some capacity. A team that is trying to get into the playoffs, whether it's wild card or going to win the division, all of them did something today.
Alberto Mejia.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot Zach about Roscoe. Him. Oh, yep. Cardinals Tony didn't get that lefty Cingrani. Reliever, though, yeah.
Oh, Tony Cingrani.
Yeah. Can't Three wait till he gets now. Out there.
See?
It's going to be great.
We'll hear from more of your mic drops later on in the show, but those are your hot topics of the day. Coming up, we've got a new fighter in the 4 o'clock fight here on 101 ESPN.